Okay, let's talk about Chesed. Chesed is one of those realms that needs chizuk, especially for girls, fresh out of Sem. And not because it's your fault, meaning in Sem, right, you have to be focused inward, right? You need to be selfish, to take the classes you want, to have the experiences that you want, right? If you, have a seminary year based on what someone else wants for you, so then you're not going to be happy. So that there's a good reason to be selfish, and it's important to be selfish during that time. And this is a very much of an inward focus. And when you get out, right, of Sem, so you also have to be selfish, right? You have to think about what you're doing for a career. You have to think about who you're going to marry. You have to. There's a lot of inward focused thinking, right? That when it comes to a Sem girl just out of Sem, shanaf, shanabet. But there needs to be chesed, an element of chesed in your life, even if it's not as consistent, like as a job or like a class. Or like, even if you're not volunteering once a week, right? Or, at an old age home or whatever, right? There needs to be a chizuk. We need a chizuk in terms of our attitudes towards chesed, towards helping other people in your lives that need help. Most often, most overlooked, is the people in the most immediate vicinity of your sphere of influence, right? Again, if you, for example, if you didn't take your chesed program, right, in Sem seriously, right? Maybe it felt like a burden. Maybe you didn't bother. Maybe you have a love-hate relationship with Chesed. Okay, fine. So now you're in real life, right? But you have now real life opportunities, right, that can change the course of people's lives. First of all, of your life, right, and other people's life. Like when you're in Chesed, okay, if you volunteer at the clothing gemach, I mean, let's be real. Maybe you won't come out with like 20 shek dresses, and I mean, that stuff will get sorted anyway. Whatever. There are very meaningful chesedim that you do, and there are some girls who have tremendous, chesed experiences. For example, there's a girl just came back, whatever, girl from Queens, a couple years ago, and she happened to be here. She volunteered with one of the older ladies in the neighborhood, and they got very close. And she happened to be here on that. She passed. The woman ended up passing away. I guess she was here like 4 years ago, 3 years ago, and the woman passed away like 2 years ago, whatever. Soon after she left. And long story short, she was just here right now, and it's a yahrzeit site. So basically, she went to the woman's kever with her daughter, her so, and it was very, very meaningful, and it made the daughter feel amazing. Okay, that's some people do have tremendous chesed situations here, but I'm not trying to to rip on that. I'm just trying to say that once you're going back, right, you have real opportunity to for real chesed to seriously impact the people s immediately around you, and obviously in general, but we have to be mechazik this. Now, we're not going to talk about specific types of chazad. Again, everybody can niche into their own route or niche or whatever, kind of, figure out your own mindset, but it's a focus thing. It's a mindset thing, of making helping other people a priority instead of something that you schedule, on Wednesday afternoons. If you need a little bit extra motivation, so as you may have heard, chesed is one of those things that you earn reward for in this world and the next world, right? It's Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Kuf Chav Zayin, right? We say that every morning if you say Birkas HaTorah, right? Chesed is one of the things you get reward in this world and in the next world. Parenthetically, we also say in Birkas HaTorah that it's one of the things that have no shear, right? That has no amount, right? You can do as much chesed as you want. Parenthetically, I'll just manage, mention that it also means it's not probably what the Mishnah means, but it also means that there's no shear on the back end, meaning there's no minimum shear for chesed. As well, we're going to get to some examples of doing small amounts of chesed, right? So when it says there's no shear of chesed, it means yes, it extends forever, but it also means, right, that you can do chesed with the tiniest things. We'll get to that in a minute. But if you need a little motivation, like I said, it's something that you get reward in this world and next world, something that will change your life if you have the proper attitude towards it. And so let's get into it. Well, I guess before we get, well, we're into it already. I guess I take it back. It's also one of the things that the world stands on, right? That in Pirkei Avos, right? If you even did a cursory glance at the Pirkei Avos, what is it? Like the second Mishnah, right? Al Shlosh Dvar Ma'olam Omed, right? Torah, Avodah, Gvinas Chasadim, right? The world, quote unquote, stands on three things, right? Torah, that Avodah is either in Beis HaMikdash or davening, right? And the third one is Gvinas Chasadim, is Chesed. So Nesilas Shalom, Slonim Rebbe, has an amazing pshat on this Mishnah. He says, what does it mean that the Olam Omed, that the world stands on these three things? Right? So Rabbeinu Yonah says that it means the reason that the world was created. But the problem is that Omed doesn't really have that connotation. It doesn't sound like the world was created for that. And furthermore, right, it says later in the end of the first parak that Rishon BeGamliel says that al shlosh ha'dvarim ha'olam kayam, on three things the world exists or continues to exist, and that's not chesed, that's emes, din, and shalom. So what does it mean, omid? So there are many interpretations, but the Sivas Shalom says a great shot. He says that each person is a world unto themselves, right? We are all an olam. We are all a world unto ourselves. So the Mishnah is teaching that is in this crazy world, when you're trying to ground your own world, right, yourself, and find your way through the bajillion of things that could, you could involve your life with, you should use those three things to ground you: Torah, Avodah, and Chesed. Right? When things are difficult, right, and a person is having tzaras or whatever, the Yetzirah, worries about this and that and the other thing, these three things are like lighthouses, right, in the storm. Right? So it means al shlosh ha'dvarim ha'olam shel Yehudi omeid. I mean, on these three things, the world of a Jew stance. And that's what we can kind of use that to be mechazik ourselves very often, right? If things, well, I guess we'll get to that in a minute, but I'll just say it right now. If things are, if you're struggling with one of these three pillars, or you can use one of the other ones to keep yourself afloat, right? If the learning is tough, you can go do chesed, right? Chesed is helpful. If you can't do chesed or learning, davening is helpful, right? These three things are, he says that these three things are related to the three aspects of man, right? Torah refers to our mind, right? Our thoughts and our brains. Avoda, right, the tefillah of the korbanos, that's the desires of a person davens, right, their heart, and chesed, as you might imagine, right, that's with a person's body, with one's limbs, right, you can do, chesed with your money, you can do the chesed with your body, you can give of yourself to others, right, all those three things, those are ways which you bring God's light, right, into the world, and the Nesivos Shalom points out that there's no time reference in these Mishnah, right, because these three things have to be done every single day, right, you got to hit all those three notes, right, Torah, Avodah, Gvius, Chasadim, right, he quotes the Rebbe of Kuvrin, that a day that a person doesn't do chesed, right, is not considered a day in their life. Now, obviously, you're doing chesed, right? But we have to make sure that we have some sort of chesed involved, right? Just like you have to learn every day, you have to daven every day. Chesed is one of those things you got to check off. And it's just like a Kosh Baruch Hu does chesed with us every single day. Obviously, we can't live without Hashem's endless chesed. So, too, we need to do chesed every single day. Slonim Rebbe points out that chesed has the ability to bring a person close to a Kosh Baruch Hu, right? As I pointed out, even if we don't do the other things. And Rabbi Kiva, when Rabbi Kiva said, Ahavta l'recha kamocha, ze klal gadol b'Torah, right? I mean, the entire klal, right, is that a Jew should be davuk to Hashem, right? They should be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And an after l'recha kamocha is a way to bring that person to, towards that that status. The after l'recha kamocha is chesed, right? He's doing chesed with other people, right? That's what it means. It means love your fellow like yourself, just like you would want people to help you, right? You should help them as well. And the Nesivos Shalom points out that the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph, right, tells a story about a ger that came to Hillel and said, teach me the entire Torah al regel achas, right? Said, teach me the entire Torah on one leg. Right? What do I, like we would say, like on just on standing on one leg. Well, what's the entire Torah? So you guys know what Rabbi Kiva said there? Any idea? Rabbi, he didn't say after lecha kamocha. No, not exactly. It said something similar. He said, Masha sonu alecha, al taseh lecha verecha. What you would hate, right? Don't do. Right, what you want, what you would hate done to you, don't do to others. Right, what does it do unto others as you would want to do unto yourself or something, right?
But
Something
I have
like
a
that. Con
question with that
Confucius, yeah, shoot.
little thing. I have like a baya with it because what I hate doesn't necessarily mean that you're also going to hate that. Or what I like, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're also going to like that. Like what I hate, not necessarily what you hate.
Right.
So how is it that the way I treat myself, I hear like the bigger idea, like I hear, but that with what Rabbi Akiva is saying, like what you wouldn't want someone to do to you, I hear like the bigger idea is like, okay, you obviously don't want someone to be rude to you, so don't be rude to that person. But I guess that is the answer, and I'm just thinking more like the little zach in it, but
Right.
I don't
Right.
know.
It doesn't mean that if you like chocolate and your friend likes vanilla, right, you should buy them chocolate or vanilla or the reverse. You know what I'm saying? It's not what we're talking about. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Okay, good. So basically the Slonim Rebbe understands this Gemara to mean not that the entire Torah is involved in this one aspect. He understands this Gemara that the ger, which again, it's a ger, specifically a convert. So he couldn't do anything. He couldn't daven. He couldn't learn. He was asking Hillel how to connect to Kosh Baruch Hu. So Hillel told him, right, what he could do to get connected to Kosh Baruch Hu, and that's doing chesed, right? Doing chesed with other people. So that's what the Slonim Rebbe says. And for us, right before we dive into even further sources, right? So the Slonim Rebbe says, if you're struggling with your learning, if you're struggling with your davening, if you're struggling with your Yetzirah, right? If you're in a dark place and for whatever reason you can't get to a Kosh Baruch Hu through those two pillars, so use the third, right? Go do something nice for somebody. Right, go to, out of your way to do a chesed. Right, the easiest way to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creatures, which is us, right, and people and Jews, etc. And if you do that, then the other twos, right, will follow. Okay.
This is what the Nesiv Shalom says. That holds off,
That's
yeah.
how he understands that Gemara and Shabbos. Yeah. Okay. Now there are two main. Again, there are obviously a lot of sources that talk about chesed, but there are two main quotes in Chazal that are referenced classically when we talk about chassid. So let's just talk about those two. Like I said, when my wife is in America, a little bit busier at home, so I'm not sure how much we're, you know, it's not gonna be as long as other weeks, but hopefully it'll be enough to keep you guys inspired. And we'll see about next week. I don't know. It's gonna be busy, but Baruch Hashem, we'll get something. You guys will think of a topic as we're talking. The first one is Pirkei Avos, as we mentioned, right? And the other one is the pasuk in Tehillim, right? That Olam Chesed Yibaneh. We'll get to that in a second. Let's do the Pirkei Avos. So Rav Arya Levin, lived in Yerushalayim, quotes the Alshich, who quote points out that the Mishnah, right, does not say that the Torah is the only pillar on which the world stands. It says that it stands on three things. And he points out this is because, right, there needs to be action in addition to Torah study and davening. Right? There, as the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Daf Mem, right, that Limud Gadol Shemevi Lidei Maisa, that study is great because it brings a person to actions, right? If a person studies Torah or and does not act on it, so that's, you know, then a person's observance is not complete. Right, the word omed, right, it's the world stands, is only when a person's avodas Hashem is complete, right, when it's complemented with avoda on all three aspects, as we talked about before, right, brain, heart, and limbs. Right, so for that, for us, that means actions of chesed are necessary. Right, it's not enough to be a nice person and to think. And to think nice things. Not enough to be like, oh, it's so sad that grandma is home alone or whatever, and sympathize. Obviously, that is good. And not that's not bad, but there needs to be concrete action. So he quotes the Medrash Shmuel. He says, he point not he points out, and again, this is pretty obvious, but he points out that Al Torah v'Avoda, right? That those two things are Benad on the Makom. Yeah, the davening and learning Torah, that's between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Gmilas Chasadim, Chesed, that's Beinam L'Chaveiro. So that's the only part that's kind of connected to both the other side of the Luchos. And again, we've mentioned this before. Very often, the Beinam L'Chaveiro side of the Luchos is the one that's disregarded, right? And the one that needs special emphasis, right? And therefore, we have to kind of be mechazik ourselves, right? That's, we have to make sure that we have the Beinam L'Makom, but we also don't forget about the Beinam L'Chaveiro, right? That's just as important, right? Rabbeinu Yonah writes, and again, the commentary on amazing pshat on this, it's worth it to read the Rabbeinu Yonah and every line on this Mishnah. Every line is a gem. So the first thing he quotes is the Mishnah, the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Tes. And it says that Chesed, the Gemara there says in Sukkah, right, that Chesed is greater than Tzedakah. Why? Right, because Chesed can be done with everybody, whereas Tzedakah can only be done with poor people. Also, chesed can be done with the body or with money, but tzedakah can be only done with money. And the Gemara says in Bava Basra and Daf Tes that if you give tzedakah, you're blessed with six brachos. But if you comfort a poor person with words, even if you don't give him any money, you're blessed with 11 brachos. I remember a friend of mine told me the story that he saw someone begging for money on the street, right? And he got down, he kind of crouched down. Right, to ask them, you know, to give them money and then ask them how their day was. And the guy there said, the guy collecting the money said that this is the first time today that someone saw me as a person and not a tzedakah box. Right? That's chesed. Right? That when you go down, you just say, again, what did it take more than 20 seconds? Probably not. Right? That's chesed. And now chesed can be done with anybody. Right, does even someone who's not you know, downtrodden, poor, and like miserable, right? Chesed is giving someone good advice, right? You know, Mishle, the pasuk says in Mishle that shemen k'toras yismach lev, right? Umesech rehu nafesh. That basically oil and k'toras make a person's heart, and so does the sweetness of a friend's counsel. That we can give advice and we can make a friend, right, feel better, and you know, we can hear them, we can listen to them, especially for you guys talk all the time, right? You need people to hear, feel heard, right, sympathize, empathize. Oh, that's chesed, right? Even if it doesn't feel like that, right? Or Victor Miller used to say this all the time. You have opportunities to do chesed all the time. A smile is chesed. A smile can uplift a person, change their mood completely. There you go. A smile costs you nothing, right? It's not any effort whatsoever. This is the type of chesed that we can start with. This is the type of chesed you can start with to start changing your mindset and get you in constant chesed mode. Think of all the small chesed you could do, right? It doesn't have to be volunteering at a nursing home. You don't have to drive grandma to her yoga class 3 times a week, right? You can start small. Right? You can smile at your sister. You can take out the garbage without your parents asking. Right? You can be polite at the cashier at, like, what is it? Seasons Express. I don't know. It costs nothing, right? To be polite and to do these small types of chesed. Okay. Now, the pasuk also says, again, this is, we're not going to really delve into the actual text of the pasuk. Pasuk in Tehillim says, "Ki amarti olam chesed yibaneh," that the world is built right through chesed. And Rav Pinkus has a fabulous, fabulous drasha, right? And on this pasuk, but not again. He's not going to really analyze the pasuk as mentioned, but he just talked about chesed in an unbelievably insightful way. He said, as mentioned, again, chesed, one of the three things that the world stands on. But he said, what Pinkus says, what is chesed? So sometimes he says, to understand what something is, you have to understand the opposite. He says, what is the opposite of chesed? The opposite, at first glance, right? The opposite of chesed is being stingy, being miserly, right? So Rav Pinkus says that might be true in practice, right? That might be the outgrowth of the opposite of chesed, right? But it's not chesed. It's not the opposite of chesed. The opposite of chesed, says Rav Pinkus, and this is important, fascinating, is din. Is judgment. Din means giving someone exactly what they deserve, right? The judgment is you stole $100, you owe this guy $100 or whatever it is. Din is exactly what a person deserves. Chesed, says Rav Pinkus, is giving them more than they deserve, is going above the letter of the law. And he explains as follows through two examples in the Chumash, which you guys are aware of. And this is why it'll hopefully be helpful in explaining what Chesed is. Now, we find two examples, says Rav Pinkus, of the unique, insane, powerful Chesed in the Torah. The first one, as you might imagine, is Avram. When Avram seems to have been going completely overboard for three random Arab guys, right? Again, he's king of the world, right? Pasuk says in Tehillim that Nidivayamim, Nesfuam, Elokei Avram. Which basically means that all the kings of the world came and crowned Avram as king. He was wealthy, he was strong, he was powerful. Everybody kind of respected him. And yet, on the third day after his bris, when he's in pain and it's super hot, and he sees three Arabs coming towards him who bow down to the dust of the earth. So what does he do? He bows down to them. He speaks to them with honor. The Gemara Shavuos, we just did in the Daf Yomi, debates if Avram was talking to the guests or Hashem. That's how he was honorific, he was talking to them. He gave them a lavish meal, right? He shucked the three cows. You guys know this, right? He did this in Mrs. Solomon or whatever, right? So he could serve tongue, right, to each person. He served them as the waiter. This was the mida of chesed, right? He went above and beyond, right? Again, in way above and beyond, right? Absolutely insanely above and beyond the what he was expected to do. And sometimes we embody that chesed. As follows. Rav Pinkus points out that, and again, to pat ourselves on the back, to say how amazing Jews are, right? The chesed of Jews is completely different, right, than the chesed, right, of Goyim. It's he points out, first of all, not that we should rip on Goyim, but before we say bad, meaning compare Jewish chesed to Goyish chesed, he says, first of all, that Rav Baruch Ber, who was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav, right, died in 1939, lived in Vilna, okay, he was one of the great Gedolim of Europe. He died just before the Holocaust. I don't think he was killed in the Holocaust. I think he just passed away before it. Okay, either way, he said that's why, since that chesed is why there was never war on the lands of America itself. So in America, people are nice to each other. People do chesed with each other. The goyim, not like people are, again, now you are making faces because now these people are insane. But if you would compare the politeness and the kindness of people, stam people, outside of New York, okay, outside of New York, that are very polite and kind to each other, by goyish standards, it's totally not what you would expect. And again, I'm not going to compare it to Israel because that's a little bit different, but you come from different countries. If you have experience living in different countries, going to different countries, the politeness of Americans is known. Right? Americans are polite in general, outside of New York. Okay, you go out of town, people smile, people say hi. More or less. If you're making a face from Florida, it's because all the New Yorkers are in Florida. Okay, that's tacos. Anyway, maybe it was true. If it's not true now, fine. It was true back then. That's what Baruch Haber said in 1939. He said that's why, even though America was involved in many, many wars, right? There was never war really, except for like Pearl Harbor, right? On again, the war, the land of America itself, at least in the last, I don't know, 100 years. But says okay, so not to rip on the Chesed of a Goyim, but there is a great difference, says Rapinkus, between the Chesed of a Goyim and the Chesed of a Jew. And we Jews get this from Avram. Well, how so? Goyim do chesed based on logical proportions. And what he means is that Goyim incorporate the aspect of din in their chesed. Right? Goyim do chesed on logical proportions. How so? He'll give, let's say you have a rich goy. Good. So he'll give $1 million to an institution. Good. But if a person, right, asks for a handout, right, he'll give him $100. Something like that, you know, whatever. By Jews, though, right, most collections are done for individuals. He says, "Ma'isim b'chol yom," says Rapinkus. "Ma'isim b'chol yom," every single day, right, you have these GoFundMes, all these collections. Do people, Rachmana Litzlan, God forbid, or our family's displaced, or someone's sick, or whatever, a single mom, they're dudes collecting $100, $200, $400,000. Right? Only Jews do this. Right? This is the greatness of our chesed. We do it without concern for scale or proportion. We go way above and beyond, right? For, you know, people are dropping hundreds of dollars for random dude who just posted social media on or their WhatsApp status or something, right? Even without meeting them ever. There's a great story of a guy who was pulled over, a guy who had come, he's driving up from Florida, actually, story goes, and he was pulled over, being, I think, a very Tamimistic guy. And he was pulled over for speeding in, like, I don't know, North Carolina or something. The cop said, you know, it's going to be a big ticket. So in his tamimistic, again, I think it was, the story goes, Israeli guy, maybe not, maybe it's from Muncie, I don't know. Pashas is an Israeli guy. He had been collecting in Florida, he was driving up to, I guess, to, you know, the coast or whatever, to Baltimore, and then to New York or whatever. So he got arrested, and he said, or not he got arrested, he got pulled over for speeding. And he said, oh, you guys heard the story before? No? Okay. So basically he asked the cop if he could pay the ticket on the spot because he doesn't live in the country, whatever. So the cop was like, what do you mean pay the ticket on the spot? And the Jew, God bless him, pulls out an envelope with $10,000 because he had just been collecting in Florida. So the cop was like, envelope with $10,000 cash? Get out of the car. So he arrests him and throws him in jail. And the Jew's like, no, I just came collecting. He's like, where'd you get that cash? He's like, no, I was just collecting. He's like, where's the money? Where's the drug money? Like, where are the drugs? Anyway, long story short, spent the night in jail. Goes before the judge. And the judge says, what's the deal? And he tells him the story that he came in from Israel. He's collecting for a wedding. And the judge is like, I don't understand. He didn't believe him. He said, tell me again. He's told him the same story again. He's like, one second. You went to Florida to collect money for your daughter's wedding? Yes. Do you know any of those people? No. And they just gave you money? It's like, yeah. And the judge couldn't understand it. And finally they have to like get a rabbi involved and whatever. But this is the chesed of Jews, right? We do stupid, well, not stupid things. We just give stuff. We just do out of control chesed. We get that from Avraham Avinu, right? Chesed is going above and beyond what is expected of us, what's way beyond what's necessary. Similarly, along the same lines, right, as you might imagine, right, within Avram's family, right, the second crazy example of chesed that we see in the Torah is when Rivka comes and waters all of Eliezer's camels, right? It's completely ridiculous. Eliezer had servants with him. He didn't need a 3-year-old to water all his camels, but she not only gets him water, but she gives the camels as well, which is a tremendous amount of work. And that's when Eliezer saw that, oh, she has the midah of Avram Avinu. Right, that midah of chesed that Avram had. Din, judgment, is giving the person exactly what they want and exactly what they need. Right, that's an evaluation. Right, points out Rav Pinkus. Right, we need to kind of learn to get out of our din with other people. Right, very often we will judge, not judge, but we will judge another person, right, and evaluate them, and act accordingly. That's not necessarily chesed. Right, we'll see a poor person on the street. We'll drop a quarter in a cup. Okay, that's din, right? He points out, for example, right, we evaluate people when we have them over on our house, to our house, right? If you don't know them at all, right, so you'll offer, like, poor guy knocks on your door and asks for money, so you offer a cup of water. If there's someone you're closer with, maybe you offer coffee and a piece of cake. If it's someone like honorable, like a Rebbe or something, you might make a special dish or something. You might make them cookies. I don't know, make a real meal. And if it's like really someone of stature, like you might like order catering or something, right? That's din. That's judging people according to their stature and according to your relationship with them. Chesed is Avram and Rivka going completely out of your way, shechting cows for completely random strangers, right? And to the point where the person, I guess, is like embarrassed by the attention. So
It's so
for
funny.
that, yeah.
It's so funny because I was just thinking about it. Like, I'm a very like justice type of person. Like, the world needs to stand on like din. That's like just my mentality. Like, I'm
Right.
very good like that. But it's funny because we wouldn't want like Hashem to judge us based on what we deserve. I would not be here.
Nope, definitely
Pasha.
not. Not for none of
But
us.
when it comes to other people, I'm like, oh, I'm not gonna do that because you don't deserve that. But who am
Right.
I? Like,
Right.
we wouldn't want
100%,
Hashem
right?
to do that with us, so why would we
Right.
do it with others? I was just thinking about it.
Exactly right. Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with din. It didn't work out, and therefore he created the world with rachamim. Okay, what does that mean? It doesn't mean Hashem made a mistake. Fine, whatever. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, the world has to be chesed. The world has to exist on chesed. It doesn't say the world exists because of din. It exists because of chesed. And that's the idea, that we have to go up and I also had to do a mind shift. For example, I remember when the people come collecting around Har Nofer all the time, right? For tzedakah, let's say for a wedding, and they want to marry their kid off. So if you know the lingo, right? So people are coming to shul to collect for a wedding, and they collect chanachas kala for my daughter. Well, depending on the circles, and usually it's most of these people, right? That means they're trying to buy an apartment for their kid. They need money, meaning that's part of the wedding costs. And let's say before I had bought an apartment, I was like, I'm not giving you money for an apartment. I want to buy an apartment. Why do you need an apartment? Like, I'm not giving you money. I haven't bought an apartment yet. Why should I give you money for that? And then someone smacked me in the face and said, "That's stupid, right? That's not how this works." You're supposed to give chesed, you're supposed to give tzedakah, and Hashem will take care of whatever your business has nothing to do with their business. And that's the idea of chesed, of going above and beyond, not just like judging, like being din, like in all of the interactions. So therefore we have to kind of reevaluate that, what chesed means in our brain, right? It's not really chesed to invite your best friend over for Shabbos lunch. I mean, it's nice, but I don't know. I'm not sure I would call it chesed, right? It's not chesed to have your neighbor, your cousins, whatever. It's definitely nice. Again, we'll talk about like starting with chesed and learning and moving up the ladder, but it's like the smile we talked about earlier, right? But that's not being a balas chesed, right? A chesed is inviting the divorced lady with three kids, right? Who doesn't have the headspace to make challah, right? Chesed is inviting the grandma who lives in, the bottom of the building because her own kids couldn't afford to put her up in a real apartment or whatever, and she cooks dinner on a toaster oven, right? That's chesed, right? That's a chnasa zorchim, right? It's not chesed to go to your best friend in town just because you want to catch up, right? That's nice and that's good, right? But chesed is going to visit your grandmother, right? Who doesn't have many visitors, right? Something that's slightly uncomfortable. Now, that being said, right? Yeah, question, yeah, shoot.
Would you consider like chesed being something that like necessarily like makes you quote unquote uncomfortable or like that get makes you like go out of your comfort zone? Like, would you consider that as chesed? Because like,
Yes.
okay.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute, but I would just want to clarify because I don't want to, again, we said two contradicting things, right? And we mentioned very quickly, right? A chesed can even be a smile at your sister, and now we're talking about doing all of these, out of control things. So just to clarify, right? These are big levels, right? These are big levels. This is Avram and Rivka and Rebbetzin and Machlis and big levels. For us, again, for right now, right, we have to realize, right, that anything counts, right? That then again, and this is the Pele Yoetz writes. The Pele Yoetz also writes that ein chiluk bein rav lemuat, right? That by chesed, I'm talking about big ideas, but really when we're starting with chesed and changing our mindset, says the Pele Yoetz that ein chiluk bein rav lemuat, that regardless, you're doing a chesed, it's still a mitzvah daraisa, even if you do a tiny thing, right? Even if you do a tiny chesed. Is it a big chesed? What we're talking about, like the avos? No. But it is still gemilas chasadim. Even if he gives example, even if you open the door for someone who knocks, right? Or change money for somebody, right? Or give your friend like right, something they asked for, right? There are so many chasadim that are easy to do, says the Pele Yoetz, And people are mezalzel on them, and they don't realize what chesed is and how important it is and what it accomplishes, right? It's crazy, right, how people give so much money, he says, right, to pay for a building or Sefer Torah or to be a tzaddik or for all these chusim to get an aliyah. These things aren't d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. They're just like a chibuv mitzvah, right? But a mitzvah d'oraisa they can do without any cost, like chesed or keeping up aim or standing up for old people, says the Pelioids, people kind of ignore that and don't do anything with it. He said they don't realize people can acquire olam haba for nothing. When you do like all these small things, right, that's still counted as chesed. Again, I don't want to make you miss the point, right? This is important to mention, right? When you lend somebody a pen, right, that's still a chesed, right? Again, think of like the opposite, right? When you ever refuse to lend somebody something because you were in some sort of petty fight or whatever, like for what? Like for what purpose, right? Literally lending your sister your clothing is instant olam haba, right? Letting her borrow your shoes or something. And he says that there, Pelioid says that there are many types of chesed that are not talked about, right? He said, first of all, right, there's chesed, right? We think of chesed as giving people stuff. There's also chesed, right, that has to do with your friend's nefesh, with their neshama, to inspire them, to uplift them, right, to teach them, right, to lead them down the path of Hashem. People don't talk about that, right? Teaching and learning with people who are maybe not able to learn, or even people who are, right? Inspiring people, right? Certainly if they're on a lower level, but that's a chesed. Not to pat myself on the back, just kidding. But another aspect of chesed, again, that we have to talk about, I'm just messing around, is what we have to talk about, is that family comes first. And chesed begins in the home. Right? Your relatives comes first, right? Pesach Yeshayahu says, right? Don't hide from your flesh and blood, right? Make sure to do chesed with your family. That's where it starts. But even further, says the Pelioid, so this is great. So Mamish love this pshat. Said another aspect of chesed that's not talked about is chesed with yourself. He says, Pasuk says, right, nafsho ish chesed, Pasuk in Mishlei, right? A person does chesed with himself, right? It's said about Hillel HaZaken that when he would go eat, he would say, let me do chesed with the guest that I have, meaning referring to his neshama, right? Neshama was a guest in his body, obviously. Person needs to take care of themselves. Right? The person needs to take care of themselves. And that is also an aspect of chesed that doesn't get talked a lot. Another aspect, says the Pelioid, of chesed that doesn't get talked about, you guys are not there yet, but you will get there soon, right, is with your spouse, right? You'll figure this out. There are literally countless opportunities to do chesed with your spouse, mitzvah by you. Right, that for men, he says, and this is fascinating, he says, sometimes bittul Torah is zu kiyuma, right? Being mevatel Torah is keeping the Torah going, because sometimes you need to take care of family things, right? Sometimes you have to be mevatel Torah a little bit, right, to make sure that the family functions. Rav Pinkus points out it, you know, the, for the reason that this is true, is because it's easy to be nice to a stranger, but it's much harder necessarily to be nice and considerate to someone you live with every single day. Right, because you see their faults, right? You have to deal with them, etc. Right, but chesed, right, starts in the home. Chesed starts with people that you're familiar with, people you're close with, right? Not only your immediate vicinity, but also yourself as well. Finally, right, just to mention one more thing, Chazal tell us to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And they say Mahu Rachum, Mafatah Rachum, Mahu Chanun, Mafatah Chanun, just like Hashem is, right, merciful, right? We should also be merciful. And well, everything Hashem does is chesed, literally everything, right? The air we breathe, right? The light that we see, right? The food we taste, right? The things we feel, right? Literally everything, right, is a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? My wife likes to point out the colors on the trees. Right, she walks by a flower and she tells it, oh, that flower was made for me. She's not wrong. It's very sweet. It's a great way to look at things. And I appreciate it very much. And we should also realize that the chesed that Hashem does with us, and therefore, and kind of pay that forward, right? Not pay it back, right? But pay it forward. Any type of little, small, tiny chesed you can do, right? Whether it's complimenting someone's necklace, if you see, you know, the cashier's necklace or whatever, there's a cashier at Rami Levi who is interesting. And has lots of Rami has lots of Harry Potter paraphernalia, so always try and mention some sort of tidbit about, I don't know, something.
Do you want to talk about it, Rabbi? Do
What?
you want to talk about it? The
No,
cashier from the
it's
Levy.
fine. No, she's great. Whatever, she's, you know, a nice person. But yeah, you always try and be nice to people, everybody, right? To do a chesed with people. That's a chesed. To notice someone's nail polish is like, oh, that's a chesed. I had to say something like that. So again, so that's the idea we're talking about. On the one hand, yes, it means to go for the big things. It means to go above and beyond, and do things that are perhaps uncomfortable. But really, right, the way to start, the way to kind of get yourself moving in that direction, is to start small. Let's look at a couple. I guess we can mention that well, let's mention that first, right? Three things to advise, right, to help, right, to work on chesed, to kind of change, right, your mentality, right? The first thing, again, that we mentioned, and we just said it right now, is that to start small and start local. Is that even though we mentioned, right, all these big lofty levels of chesed of Avram and Yitzchak and Rivka, that's obviously great, and you can start thinking about that as well. But that doesn't mean you have to run out and work at HASC if you're uncomfortable around special needs kids. Right? Just to jump in the deep end of the pool is obviously very nice, but you don't have to do that necessarily. Right? You can start small. Right? You can help out around the house. You can help with your siblings, with your immediate family. I'm not calling your siblings special needs kids. Okay, I'm just saying start small. Right? In the immediate proximity, right, of your family, right, and then transition to bigger things. Right, do something uncomfortable that won't be immensely painful, right? For example, if you, I don't know, if you hate old people, so don't go to an old age home. So go see your grandmother, right? That will be less painful, right? Hopefully even enjoyable, right? If you hate physical labor, right, so don't go start packing boxes for Tokay Shabbos, right? Maybe just drive somebody around or whatever. There's a million and a half ways you can help out with small chasadim that will get you used to things slightly outside your comfort zone, right? And then you can kind of grow from there, right? Again, as men, start with family. Usually that's the least awkward. That's A. B, says Rapinkus, is that you can change your regular everyday actions into actions of chesed with just a small mindset switch. For example, he says everyone works for a living. When you do a job for money, that's not chesed. But if you have in mind that you're working so that you can help other people with that money, let's say, again, it's a lot easier when you're married with a family, right? But you intend to make a parnasa for your family, or you're trying to help the people that you encounter in your job. Right, so then, yes, okay, you're making money, but your intention is chesed. Right? You're turning a regular selfish action that is impacting your own life, right, into actions of chesed. Right? There's many scenarios where he puts very poetically where you can turn rocks into gold and silver. Right? Okay, that's a nice idea. You can get kind of focused and just change your mindset and said, yes, I'm doing the same exact action. You're not changing your life at all. You're just changing your mindset, and you're doing this for other people. And finally, Rav Pinkus suggests is that you should get used to davening for people. It's a very easy, painless chesed, three-word prayer, right? L'Yeshua Kivisi Hashem, or Kel Na Rafan Allah, right? When Moshe davened for Miriam, or L'Yeshua Kivisi, this week's Parsha, good, excellent, yefeh, good call, excellent. Someone's doing Shnai Mikra, strong, keep it going, amazing. Or you just know it's in Baluska, fine. Anyway, you should have some short, little, tiny prayer. So whenever you hear of someone's, misfortune or tragedy, chas v'shalom, you can sympathize and daven for them. That's chesed, right? Every WhatsApp status, right? You don't need 3 hours of prayer and 6 weeks of fasting, right? You could just say a little tefillah, right? Every time you see a name, right? Every news headline, every forwarded, whatever. If you're not interested in giving money, you can at least daven for the person, right? Again, it increases your sensitivity and it increases your capacity to do chesed for other people. Again, if you're not inherently a chesed-oriented person, that builds empathy in your heart and your personality to enable, right, actual chesed, right, and the higher levels of chesed, right, to unlock, right, to level up, to unlock the ability to do those higher levels of chesed, right, when they come to fruition, when they become available. So those three things, those suggestions: start small, right, start local, change your regular routine and think of chesed you can do, right, without actually changing anything you're doing. And finally, just start davening for people, which is obviously, right, sometimes the best chesed you could do, right, is just the daven. All right, people, it's been good. Questions? Yeah, fire away.